From grandmothers who whispered in their baby girl ear, to fathers on dimly lit street corners instructing young soldiers to always keep their eyes open. You be queen. You were fire. You were passed through centuries on the hands of your daughters. They called you wisdom. Proverbs. On the backs of diamond-eyed school children who grew into hymnals recited by amethyst-holding urban philosophers who recited neighborhood commandments out of the windows of restored El Camino chariots to keep the warmth in their blood. Be wise. Be smart. Be black opal, brown quartz, bloodstone, and prayer. Be every form of gem. See, king told scribe, scribe told son, son told wife, wife told her daughter, and daughter told the ancestors, and the ancestors told me that you would come to give wisdom to thousands. They said you would come, dropping gem, dropping gem.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Dropping Gems podcast. I am your host, Debbie Brown. Shout out to everybody dropping the reviews and hitting me on the gram with the episodes that you're listening to. Always, always grateful to connect in that way. So big, big, big thank you. Big, big, big love. All right. This week was amazing. I did my very first live broadcast of my podcast, and we did it in Times Square in New York City. So let me set the stage a little bit. There was such power to be had this last weekend. Wow. I first want to really ground this whole episode and everything I'm about to say in so much love and so much gratitude for my brother, Leonard, Charlemagne the God. He put on the inaugural Mental Wealth Expo in the heart of New York City, along with iHeartRadio. And it was profound. It was such a powerful day. It was so surreal and full circle as well. I remember close to 2 years ago, I had a dream about Char. And I was like, I think you're going to have a huge retreat. And it was such a beautiful trip to walk into that room this week. It was held at the Marquis Hotel. And when I walked into the room and I saw just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people gathered, I saw this impactful, important programming. It literally looked exactly like the vision I had 2 years ago, down to the chairs, down to the carpet. It was so surreal and so beautiful. And I'm just so inspired by my brother. I'm so inspired by the way that he shows up in service to the world, by the way he uniquely shares and divinely shares his gifts, his truth, his healing for the benefit of all of his millions of people in his audience. And it was incredible. There was powerful programming throughout the day, men, women, and children. It was a full family event held in this gorgeous hotel. There were breakout sessions. There was yoga. There was meditation. There was self-inquiry. There was therapy. There was an awakening to such a multitude of healing modalities. And that is what really personally inspires me. Is connecting to people, connecting people to the healing work that is going to set them free. And whatever that healing work happens to be, but creating the buffet to sample, to explore, to have permission to heal, to be well, to be more. And that's what this powerful event was. It was a jam-packed day. So many incredible psychologists, doctors, mental health advocates, speakers, healers. Wow. So on this day, I did my podcast live, and I was really blessed with the ability to do this podcast with author, with spiritual psychologist, Anita Kopach. And Anita is just a powerful force in the world and absolutely gorgeous. You know, you meet those people that are just one stunning on the outside, but you feel that internal glow just seeping and dripping out of their pores. That is Anita. That is Anita. She is beautiful in the deepest layers possible. And she has an incredible book out. Many of you may have the book, and if you don't, highly recommend going out to get it. She is the author of the Simon & Schuster fiction novel, Shallow Waters. It's the second title from Charlemagne's imprint, Black Privilege Publishing. And Anita is the former editor-in-chief of Heart & Soul magazine. She's been doing incredible work for many years, including being the very first and only secured cover of Misty Copeland, who of course is the first African-American lead at the AVT. She was also the managing editor of Beauty Sense magazine and really blends beautifully fashion, beauty, and healing all together. Anita created the Zero F's Given campaign to raise awareness and help victimized and disenfranchised populations heal from sexual trauma, find their voice, and reclaim their power. She's helped thousands of victims through her work with Zero F's Given and being on the board for the Center of Safety and Change. She's an award-winning writer and a spiritual psychologist with a passion to see people thrive. Through leading retreats around the world, working with private clients, and storytelling, Anita fulfills her intention to awaken the divine, simplicity, pleasure, and joy in her life and others. It was such a beautiful time connecting with her. And in this conversation that I'm about to share with you, I do want to let you know that we touched on some things that could potentially be triggering. And so I want you to follow your own heart on what you are able or desiring to connect to in this episode. So some of the things that we touched on in this conversation was one, the healing journey, of course, but two, we did share quite a bit on the healing journey for survivors of sexual trauma, men and women who have survived this. And Anita really powerfully shared some beautiful practice to help get back into your body. And we talk about what that even means to be out of one's body, to be in one's body. And so I just want to let you know that up front before we go in, that we are diving into some of that. We don't go super deep into the particulars of sexual abuse, but that is something that we're talking about in this conversation. So I just want you to be aware. And if you do want to stay for this conversation, I want you to just notice how you're feeling when certain things come up. If this is resonating with you, if this is bringing something forward, and really start thinking of ways that you can powerfully support yourself through this feeling. And if there's opportunities to reach out, to have a bigger conversation, either with a professional or someone in your life that can aid you on this part of the journey. So huge, huge, big love. I am so happy to share this conversation with you. This is a beautiful conversation between myself and author Anita Kopach, author and healer and beautiful soul Anita Kopach at the Mental Wealth Expo, the inaugural first annual Mental Wealth Expo in New York City. So let's just take a moment before we get started. I want to invite you to gently close your eyes if that feels comfortable. Eyes gently closed, body relaxed. Allow your shoulders to drop. Notice how you feel in your seat in this moment. Maybe let your body melt a little bit more deeply into where you're sitting. And as your eyes are gently closed, let's take a big, deep inhale through our noses, really allowing that breath to grow in our belly, move up to our lungs, holding the breath in at the top. And now let's exhale through our mouths with a sigh. And we'll do this two more times together here. Go ahead and begin your inhale through your nose. Holding it in at the top and releasing with a sigh. And let's do that one final time together, really allowing your heart, your lungs to stretch open with that breath. Beginning our inhale now through our nose. And holding it. And a big release. Okay, now coming back into your bodies. Whenever you feel ready, gently open your eyes. Now everybody was doing that breath really cute. So when I said exhale through your mouth, everyone was like, But when you're at home, I want you to practice that exact breath we just did, and I want you to really allow yourselves to go, that big. It's called a lion's breath. And a little bit of the science behind what we're doing is when we intentionally are bringing in that vital life force energy in through our bodies, we're letting it nurture our womb space. So we're letting it fill our stomachs first, then move up to our lungs. And as we sit in our lungs, it's really about noticing how our body is able to expand and create the space when we need it, when we choose it. And then you allow the breath, when you hold it at the top, to circulate through your body. And when you go, which I hope you guys will do, you're really strongly releasing any energy that doesn't serve you. So that's a really powerful breath that takes less than 15 seconds that you can do at any point in your day. You can do it in between meetings on Zoom. You can do it as you wait for the train. It is something that is a tool that can be available to you in a very powerful way. Let's go ahead and get started. So my name is Debbie Brown. I am the... Thank you. I feel so blessed and honored to be here. And because I see my brother right here, and I know you guys will see him a lot through the day, I just want to tell you how much I love you, how grateful I am for your life, how grateful I am for the way that you show up in the world, in the community, for this event, the way that you have grown and transformed your life and your family lineage and intentionally created powerful moments like this for all of us to experience the same. I love you. I respect you. I honor you. I'm grateful for you. So grateful. So I have a podcast called Dropping Gems. And on that show, I like to explore making higher consciousness tangible for our everyday life. And so this is our live broadcast of that show, and I feel so honored and excited to have this gem of a woman, this incredible woman, Anita Kopach, author of Shallow Waters. Here on the show today, here at this beautiful event, oh, Anita. Wow.
I just have to say something really quick. I had texted Charlemagne when the book came out, and I was like, listen, I want Debbie and Oprah to interview me. So I'm living in a dream come true right now. I just wanted you to know that.
I like being in that thought with Oprah now. Yes. Okay. So first, I mean, there's so much that I want to dive into with you, because something that I find so powerful about your work is the way that you allow myth to be felt in our lives. And, you know, in this book, and you're really exploring ancient lineage work in this book at the deepest level, but you're making it applicable. You know, the star of your book is a god. And you are showing how a god found themselves. And the way that I related to that, it's like, that is each of us. Each of us are divinity. Each of us are divine light. Each of us have God residing so fully inside of us. And it is about the awakening to that godliness within us, awakening to our sacredness. And it's just so gorgeously shared in this book. And how did you come to find that ability to storytell, that ability to really root in the ancient teachings and make it so relevant? How did this come to you?
Yeah, I love that question. Thank you so much. So for me, I believe that Black women are God. And that, so for me, this is a love letter to us and helping us remember our divinity. And for Yemeya, or Yemoja, she is a Yoruba goddess, or more of like a spirit from the pantheon of gods from the Yoruba people in Nigeria. Yes. And so what I did was I imagined her when she was 17, and it takes place in the 1800s. So it's about her finding herself and her own powers and all of those type of things while she's journeying during a time when she's experiencing chattel slavery. She's experiencing the Middle Passage. And there are also historical figures throughout there. We have Harriet Tubman, who's Moses in here. And it's just a really powerful story of helping, a tool to help us remember who we are. And I call it like ritual storytelling and medicinal storytelling. So it's while you're reading the words, I put so many intentions in it. So we're reading it on one level of consciousness, but there are so many other things that were put into it. So you might start having your own downloads while you're reading and opening different things within your mind and your spirit and like, oh, shoot. I am God, right? I am this goddess. And so it's like a key. And I'm so grateful that Charlemagne saw this key and had it be the first fiction release on his imprint, Black Privilege Woo! Publishing.
Yes. Wow. You know, speaking of, really sitting in those tools for awakening. You know, I think so many of us, we always know there's more, right? Even if our circumstance doesn't allow for us to tap into it, even if experiences in life have potentially made us feel unworthy of it, we always know that there's something more, that there's a bigger calling at play than what we do for a living. How we show up for our families, right? How our friends know us. There's more to us. When we think about ways to tap into and start to experience that, you know, awakening, being an awakened woman in this time, it's about self-sovereignty. It's about knowing your power, living your power, using your power. And for any that is starting to resonate with right now, like if that's really pinging, like, yes, there is a deep power in me that I am ready to share with the world, share with my own self. What are some pathways to start to do that?
I love this. So as you were saying that, I was actually thinking of the word Black privilege and what that means to me. And what that means, our privilege as Black people for me, is that we are connected to God. We are connected to the divine. Just hear me out for a second. We don't have to go through all of these different avenues to hear the voice of God. A lot of times the voice of God comes through and we're like, oh, shoot, am I going crazy? What am I hearing? You know, my aunt is having dreams about, you know, that come true the next day. And so for us, it's almost like going from the end to the beginning. So we are these ancient beings. We are gods. And as the voices come through, it's us. Oh, okay, let me slow down and quiet myself so that I can really hear what these voices are saying. And understanding what the different voices in our heads are. Sometimes we have voices that are from our childhood that are like a record playing, right? Like, you're not good enough, you're too ugly, right? Like those type of things. And the thing is that you could stop those voices because when you start hearing it, you could say, oh, wait a minute, I don't believe that about myself anymore. And you could stop that voice, right? So it's about hearing what those different voices are. And so we can use meditation to quiet down. For us as people of color, it's really good to do moving meditation. So if you want to walk and listen to your music, or if you want to dance, you know, like I was feeling the music when we were walking up. I was like, wait, he took the music off. But like just doing those type of things to be able to quiet our mind so that we can feel and hear the gems that are coming through, because they're there. They're there already. That is our Black privilege.
Dropping Gem.
So what I was really pulling from some of what you were saying is like really creating the remembrance of the depth of our intuition. And I think that that yes. is one of the first things. If I were in church right now, I'd be like, the enemy robs us of our intuition. But also sometimes our families do. Also sometimes the people in our lives do, right? Our intuition is our internal GPS system. That's the piece of us that always attunes us to God, that always attunes us to our higher calling. And if you have been in a system or a family structure where you weren't allowed to be you, or you weren't allowed to have a different opinion, or you were under maybe a feeling of someone that was deeply trying to control themselves, so they felt they had to control you too, the nature of that is that it disconnects you from being able to trust your own internal compass, your own voice.
Speak on it.
And sometimes it happens that, right? Sometimes it happens in such tiny, insidious, over time ways that we don't recognize it. And so when we think of trauma or we think of the barriers we have to our healing, sometimes you're walking through this world and you're saying, well, I wasn't abused, so why do I still feel this way about myself? Well, it wasn't as bad as I saw here, so clearly I'm not that far off. There's no hierarchy to pain. There's no hierarchy to
trauma. Girl, say it again and again.
There is no, and I will say this again, actually. There is no. No, there's no hierarchy to pain. And so I think one of the biggest tools that we have for ourselves in redistributing and reconnecting to our intuition is really understanding that we don't have to compare our journey to anything, to anyone. There's no better, there's no worse. It's our individual process, but the noticing and what you were saying in that real time noticing and acknowledgement, like mastery is found in the tiny details of the everyday. When you're noticing your body, when you're having a feeling, and you just stop. That's it. Stop. Pause. That's about 5-7 seconds that I did just there, right? Just stop. Okay. How can I use this information? How can I use this moment? All that we just did under 30 seconds, that's available to each of us in each day. But what we really get robbed of when we experience pain, when we experience disappointment, or when we're just not in remembrance of ourselves, we don't even give ourselves 20 seconds, right? 20 seconds? You'll scroll Instagram for 2 hours and not know how you got where you got, right? But 20 seconds, you know, those are small ways that we can start to rebuild that pathway to knowing ourselves.
Ashe.
Something I'm really excited to talk to you about, and I do want to warn everyone in the audience that a piece of the conversation we're about to go into can bring some stuff up. And so I just want to ask that just trust us, stay with us. And if anything comes up in your body for where this conversation is headed, just notice it. Just notice it and know that in this moment, you are safe.
Yes.
Some of the powerful work that you do, Anita, is really around the space of helping people heal who have experienced sexual trauma and sexual abuses. And as a baseline, I really want to anchor this conversation in that sexual abuse and sexual trauma is, but is not just rape and molestation. It's also experiences that, I mean, there's lists and lists of things that that can entail, but it's also some things that you don't think about, like when you had sex with someone and you didn't feel like it, but you felt pushed into it, or if someone was touching you or looking at you in certain ways or implying certain things. So one of the things that happens when those experiences happen is we get yanked out of our bodies. If you had experiences at a young age, more than likely you may have missed an opportunity to get to know yourself inside of your body and have a healthy relationship with your body. So for those on the journey of the reclamation of self, men and women,
for those on the journey of reclaiming their intuition, their bodies, their souls? What are some ways to get started?
So this is my passion, because when I was 7 years old, I was molested by a family member. And what has been really amazing on the journey, I created this called Zero F's Given. It's my nonprofit that we basically help people of color who have experienced any form of sexual trauma. And it actually represents zero Fs. So it's a day on 11/11, a day of sexual abstinence. So zero Fs given, literally. And the money goes to programs to help people of color, because on my journey of healing, through, you know, I had many therapists, healers, retreats. I was surrounded by all white folks. And I'm like, okay, what is happening here? And so I was like, we need to create something that's for us. And the numbers are staggering. 1 in 3 women are sexually abused, and 1 in 6 men before the age of 18. And so, and that's reported. I never reported mine, you know, when I was younger. I couldn't talk about it until I was in my 20s. And so it's something that's so prevalent in our community. And so basically what I wanted to do was normalize the healing process of it. Try to say it, because before I would be like, okay, I'm fucking scared to say this, because now there's this many more people that know what happened to my little 7-year-old self inside of me, right? Like, oh shit, you know? And I was carrying, oh, I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss.
Girl, yeah, shit. Come on.
And so I just was like, I want this feeling of being able to talk about it, being able to share about it, to be normalized. Because I know that Debbie was just talking about, like, some people can walk around and feel like, wait a minute, I wasn't molested, I wasn't raped. Why do I have these feelings as if I was? That's because your mom was, or your grandmother was, and it is in your system. It is passed down. And I know that Charlamagne has posted things about, okay, if trauma can be passed down, so can healing. And I am not trying to have my daughters feel what I've felt and gone through. So I'm here. This is where it stops. And you know, in my family and in many family lines, there's incest. There will be uncles, which, you know, there will be uncles, cousins, whatever it is that's happening. And we just need to stand up and say, listen, this stops with me here. There's way too many of us. And so, and I know that it can be a triggering conversation, but listen, we Black folks in America, what is not triggering? What is not triggering? Right, the fact that we're sitting inside of a hotel that we got to walk through the front door, we could choose to be triggered if we wanted to. But, okay, sorry, let me not go there.
That's a whole nother sermon now.
So, there are so many tools we can use. Like, if you're beginning to feel tight in your chest right now, doing the breathing exercises that Debbie just gave us, before the end of it, I'm going to give you all a Tantra exercise to go home with. Tantra is the study. I know everyone's always like, oh, it's, you know, isn't it sexual positions? It's not just that. It is the balance of the divine masculine and the divine feminine energies within ourselves. And so working on those, because a lot of times when you do leave your body, when a trauma has happened, you have to bring in the tools to call your power back, to call your pleasure back. I was scared of pleasure. I was scared of pleasure. I had 3 kids. And I was still scared of pleasure. I'm like, it looks like everyone's having fun, having sex out there, except for me. What's happening? And so, because I would go into a flashback as soon as me and my partner would begin to move into that energy. And so I was like, okay, I have to heal this. And so going on that journey of healing, there are so many practitioners and so many ways of healing now out there. And I'm going to give you an amazing tool before we're done.
Thank you. How many are familiar with the term being out of your body, coming into your body? Okay. So for those that are not fully clear on that, I want to give you a couple examples of how that's felt. And this is just a few examples, and please share from your expertise. So sometimes what it feels like when you're not inside of your body is a generalized feeling of discomfort or annoyance being yourself. A frustration being you. Do you feel what I mean when I say that? You know, an againstness of self, like, I just can't do anything right. Oh, I keep messing this up. I'm awkward. I'm moving awkwardly. That's one of the ways it can experience when you're not in alignment within yourself and your body. Another way could be actually rejecting your body or rejecting touch of any kind, even a kindness like a hug. Someone leaning over to put their hand on top of yours could feel uncomfortable, and you don't know why. It could feel scary. You know, receiving kindness, a kind word from someone. You know, if I were to look you in your eyes and say, sis, you're beautiful. And if that were to make you be like, okay. You know, that kind of, those little discomforts are ways, those small anxieties where we're just feeling, what can it be experienced as a charge? Like, you don't know what that feeling is or what that emotion is, but something is present. So those are ways to start exploring that conversation. There is no right or wrong, and there's no judgment if you feel it now or you felt it before, but awareness about ourselves is how we transform. Having an awareness about where there is opportunity to expand, to grow, to enhance. And so, Jess, I wanted to add that in because on this journey, it's so important that even when we're in rooms like this, we might not make that step for us, because there is this underlying feeling that we don't actually deserve it, or we're not actually worthy of it, or the things that happen to us, well, it's just too unspeakable, so I'm not even gonna attempt it. But there are tools, there are resources, and there's more than we can name and list here with the limited time we have left. But if any of this is resonating with anyone, I really wanna invite you, start searching, start looking up online. Think of the thing that you're working with inside. Type it into Google and see what comes up. Because one thing you'll instantly notice is that you are not alone in any of it. And the second thing you'll notice is that there is a multitude of options, of ways that you can heal that, whether it's cognitive therapy, whether it's somatic therapy, whether it's energy healing, whether it's a holistic approach, integrated medical approach. All the things I listed don't even scratch the surface of what's available to us right now. So I just want to offer that. Spend some time with that tonight. Start doing some searching. Set the intention. I use God, but if you have another belief system, whatever that higher source is, set the intention and say, I'm ready to be all of me. Show me how. Show me the people. Show me the places. My intention is to heal. God, let me do it with ease. Let me do it with grace. Show me where to go. Show me what to do.
Amen, girl. I love that. Thank you so much. And I think a beautiful thing of us remembering who we are is going back into our lineage of where we, so many of us are sons and daughters of the diaspora. So we've been cut off from our mother tongue. We've been cut off from our practices from Mother Africa. And if we connect back into that with our intuition, that's another way for us to remember who we are. Absolutely. I know before we're finished, I wanted I want to give the tool.
Please, give us the tools.
Okay, so this is a Tantra tool, and I'm going to have everyone stand up. It's called the Yes Breath, and we use this breath. It's an activating breath. So if you're going in for an interview or if you need, you know, energy to go somewhere, if you're feeling like you don't have enough energy within you, so this will activate your own energy source, which Devi was talking about, you know, your power source right here. So what we're going to do, I'm going to put the mic down because I'm not going to need it. Yeah, maybe as I'm, yes. And then when I start yelling, I won't need it. All right. So everyone's going to put their hands up. And if you wrote an intention on the wall, or if you have a new intention that you have in your mind, imagine that it's just above you on the ceiling, right? And you're going to pull it down with your energy, and you're going to slightly hit the sides of you with like a drum, right? And then if you are on your moon, just do it a little bit more lightly. Moon is your cycle for women. and so we're going to do this, and you're going to yell yes, right? And we're going to keep going. And even if you feel like you can't go anymore, keep going. All right, for our ancestors, for the people who did so much shit so that we could be here right now. All right, ready? Yes, 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 yell it out now! Yes, 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 make the ancestors hear you! Yes, 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 think of that intuition! Yes, 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 think of your... body. That's your energy. That's your energy to create whatever it is that you came here to activate. Use that shit. Oh, wow. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So that's your homework 3 times a day. And oh my God. Okay. As we get ready to welcome on the next participants for today, what we just did, that moment, raise your hand if you really felt something shift, if that felt good. Yeah. That's available to you all the time. There are places you can go. There are videos you can watch on YouTube that will connect you to tools like this regularly. There are places to go to feel that, to fill that void that maybe we've been using other things to fill, like men, women, clothes, job titles, Instagram, right? All of those deep connections to the things outside of us are really because we're seeking a practice like that. We're seeking to release. We're seeking to know. And there's not a judgment around that, but just start to notice. Start to notice when you're going for things that you're like, do I really need that? Do I really want to do that? Ask, what is the deeper need? What really wants to be known? What wants to be touched? What wants to be healed? What wants to be held? What wants to be tantricized? All right. Anita, thank you. I'm so grateful for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Shallow Water.
Yes. In stores now.
Shallow Water. So actually, I already sold out of the books. This is the last one. but you can buy them online. And if you want, I actually have a pad of paper. If you are going to buy it online, I could sign the paper and you can stick it into the book. I don't know.
I like that option. I think that's good. So grateful. Have an amazing day. Please choose yourself in every moment. Thank you.
All right. What a beautiful episode. So, so grateful for that time spent in New York. It was such a powerful day. I know you'll be able to check out more of this programming, but truly, I mean, there were some amazing people there. I want to shout out to my sister, Shanti Das, who is in the room, who is on the stage holding beautiful space. She's been an advocate, especially in the entertainment industry for so long. I want to shout out the incomparable, the incredible Queen Afua, who is there. And Queen and I had a chance to really offline and connect really deeply. So I'll be sharing more about that soon. Such a powerful soul. So grateful for her life. Also, my sis Angela Rye had a powerful conversation. Dr. Marielle Bouquet, Dr. Rita Walker, Dr. Alfie Breland Noble, Resma Minikin, Ryan Mundy, Jason Wilson, Yadi Alba, so many more shared beautiful, powerful gifts that day. So big love to everyone that was there. You guys can connect to all of this on iHeartRadio. I think all the footage is there, so you'll be able to check it out. And massive, huge love to my brother, Lennard, Charlemagne the God. I am so inspired by you. I am so proud. I am so grateful for your life, my brother. Big love, everyone. Thank you. Namaste.
Hey, find me on social. Let's connect. At Devi Brown, that's Twitter and Instagram, or go to my website, devibrown.com. And if you're listening to this show on Apple Podcasts, please, please, please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And send this episode to a friend. Dropping Gems is a production of iHeartRadio and the Black Effect Network. It's produced by Jack Cleese and me, Devi Brown. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.